T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's turn now to Sherry Preston joining us live. Sherry, some disturbing finds on Facebook where ISIS pages, extremist pages are still kind of running rampant in a way.
Yeah, exactly. There was a big hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday, and not just Facebook. Facebook, Twitter, Google, and Facebook saying that it has, you know, been trying to remove a lot of this content. They've got a team of 350 people whose primary job is to deal with terrorists and other dangerous organizations. These companies say that they are working to try to get this off, but it's just prolific on there. Some of the things that Facebook has done, they say they've removed millions of pieces of content every year. They have come up with their own stipulation for what it means to be a dangerous individual or an organization. They've hired those extra people. They're working with third parties to try and find this content and to take it off quickly. Google was also on Capitol Hill. What they said is they're working on something called the redirect method, where if somebody Googles ISIS extremism, YouTube videos or things like that, what they do is they try to retarget them and to try and get to anti-terror groups and anti-extremist messages. So instead of you getting that in a search for a Google search, you would instead be taken to these anti-messages. So that's what they're doing. Twitter saying it has had an issue with all of this as well. They're saying that the company has decimated ISIS propaganda on its platform, and it says it has suspended more than 1.5 million accounts that promoted terrorism between August and December 2018. So that's not even a full year, 1.5 million accounts that had this. It's something that's prolific online and something that a lot of folks have been talking about and will continue to be talking about for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, disturbing, to say the least. So it's not as simple as putting in an algorithm to scrub this kind of content.
You can't do that, and because what happens is, you know, the line between free speech and hate speech is sometimes really difficult to detect. Mark Zuckerberg is going to be on Capitol Hill today. He was there last night. He was talking to Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut. He'll be talking to others, Adam Schiff as well, today about some of these things, not just about, you know, extremism online. He's going to be talking about, you know, regulations and saying that, you know, we know we're huge. We know that there's more going on there, but we have to need some help in all of this. He actually had an op-ed that was out there several months ago saying that we need new regulation and new help in 4 areas: harmful content, election integrity, privacy for everybody online and security, and portability, being able to take your information from place to place. They're going to be talking about that behind closed doors today with several different senators and members of Congress. And yesterday were their Republic hearings. So all of this is something that's, you know, a lot of people are talking about. They want to know, especially as we lead up to the 2020 election.
All right, Sherry, thank you so much. That's Sherry Preston joining us live with an update on Facebook.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.